You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a vibrant spiritual community committed to individual and collective awakening through sacred teachings and practices, one God, one heart, many paths. Now, Reverend Clive Delaporte.
Good morning. Such a blessing to see such a full house and to have the choir again with us this Sunday. I was negotiating with Amy during the break to see how often we can get them, but it's going to be harder. It's going to be harder than I imagined. I'm going to go back to that book called Getting to Yes. So a very special day for me, my first as your minister full-time. And of course it's November, so it is the power of elimination, and it is also the month for gratitude and thanksgiving. Now, because of this being a transition year, we were not able to get our act together and to do the traditional adventures in faith. However, we have decided that for this month, we will invite four volunteers to come up on a Sunday during the service and to share a testimonial as to why Unity of Tustin is a blessing to them. We will have somebody who's a volunteer. We will have somebody who's a new member who's decided to make Unity of Tustin their spiritual home. And we'll also have two people in the coming Sundays that are generous in their financial support of Unity of Tustin. And this will be a way for us to honor them and for them to bless us with their reports and testimonies of how we are a blessing to them. And so today I want to invite you to put your hand together as we invite Aaron to come up and to give us a blessing report. Thank you, Aaron.
Hello, everybody. Wait, is this on? Okay. Hello, everybody. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm here just feeling your energy of my peers and many of the parents and the Unitines and YOUers that I serve. You guys are here. Hello. Feels really good. So, you know, I discovered Unity when I was in basically what you could call the trenches of just the soul searching, right? And I was looking and searching for something greater for my life. And God led me to Unity, and you know, what I received back then at that time is exactly what I needed, and it's exactly what I need even to this day, and as I can imagine, you know, what I'm going to need for the rest of my spiritual journey. It wasn't many Sunday services that I attended before I really felt that soul urge to teach, but it wasn't like a resounding yes at first. It was more of like, like I'm not ready. I was brand new to Unity. I started coming in February of 2018. You know, I didn't know the textbooks, and but it's really divine how it played out in my life. And I was at a Sunday service, and I was sitting next to none other than Chrissy Charbonnet. And for any of you who know Chrissy, you know that she's grown up in Unity, and she happens to also be a YFM teacher. Okay, now if that's not spirit, basically, you know, wrapping it, putting it in a pretty box with a beautiful bow with lights flashing like, hello, hello, here's your sign. You know, I mean, I don't know what it is. So I did take that as my sign, and that same day I did go, and we started the process and submitted my application. And it has been a floodgate of blessings in my spiritual growth since that point in time. And not even in, not just to my life, but many of you know my oldest son, Afton, who is 5 years old, and he currently is in the Unitots class. But it was not always peachy, right, during that transition. For those of you who know Afton, you know that he is a very vocal about exactly how he feels. There's no guessing in that, right? And so you can imagine, and I know there's teachers and people laughing because they know. But there were days where there was just tantrums and tears, and it was very challenging for me. It was very challenging for me because I really, in my new community, I really wanted my children to behave. I wanted them to be nice, and especially when they're out in public, but certainly at church, right? You know, but you know the kindness and just the compassion that Nevin and teachers Tony and Cal, I saw Cal and Karina, Cal, right, showed Afton and giving him the time and the space to feel comfortable in his new environment, it touched my heart deeply. And I knew in that moment that Unity of Tustin wasn't just my spiritual home, but it was also Afton's. And that is a blessing in our lives. I also have my younger son, Russell, who's 2.5, and he also is very enthusiastic about our community and tells me often during the week, Mama, I want to go to church. So we'll come to the garden and play in the children's area, and it's just quite lovely to watch their experience also unfold. Our Unity of Tustin community is our family. And to my children, their teachers, our Grandma Conchita, Auntie Susan, Auntie Chrissy, you know, and to me, our community is my family as well. And as we embark on this new chapter at Unity of Tustin, right, finally Reverend Clive's here full time. We're so excited, right? He's ignited. Like, I feel that, sorry, you guys, we'll clap after because I'm on time. Okay, so, but like, honestly, your presence and your energy just has ignited this spark in the collective consciousness. And certainly within me, I feel it tremendously. And I have made a commitment to myself at my spiritual baptism that I would continue down the path that unfolds before me and to step into what is my divine right. To feel God working through me, and that's why I serve, and that's why I can't wait for Sunday. And I get excited when I see events coming up in our bulletin. I'm really kind of disappointed that I'm going to be missing two next week, but I'm so happy to be able to go to the YOU retreat. Happens to be the same weekend, but we're going to have a lot of fun. So in closing, I you know, if you are just a bit curious or you have that little soul nudge to maybe attend a group gathering or to, you know, volunteer. I would encourage you to do that so that you open yourself up to receive all the endless blessings that come through that. And if you are a bit shy or you don't want to show up alone, I invite you to reach out to me because I would love to support you in your journey because we are family and that's what family does. And I am truly blessed and honored to be able to share this testimony with you today and that you have been a part and continue to be a part of my spiritual path. So thank you.
Thank you, Erin, for blessing us not only as a volunteer and in our YFM program, but also with your testimony today. Ron, would you come up and join us at the podium? First, Ron, thank you for volunteering and being our song leader today. And for 3 Sundays this month, we are doing testimonial blessings. We've invited 3 people. Last week it was Erin, today it's Ron, to share with us why Unity of Tustin is such a blessing to them. Ron, how long have you and Lynn been members of Unity of Tustin?
Our first Sunday was about this Sunday in November 2005, so 14 years.
Wow.
Sitting right in front of us was Arnie Brzezinski, who turns around and says, I've got plans for you two tonight. You're coming to the Turnip Rose in Costa Mesa because that was the annual gala. This amazing event that I knew nothing about, and I found myself there that night And I found myself at a table where everybody else at the table almost was a choir member, and they turned to me and said, "Welcome to the choir. You're now a member." My first day.
That's quite a recruiting system we had back then. I think we might return to that format. Well, you know, thank you after that for returning. Some people might never have come back again. How did you initially hear about Unity of Tustin, and what brought you here?
Our friend that both Lynn and I taught with at Cal State Fullerton told her about the amazing labyrinth and gardens. And Lynn, back then I was still flying full-time for Northwest Airlines as a pilot, so I would be gone weeks at a time. I didn't know, but they came over and attended a service and went to the gardens, and it was like over a year later that I finally one Sunday was in town and came, and suddenly we're very involved here.
Wonderful. And you found Unity Tustin to be and become your spiritual home.
Yes, my whole background was very fundamentalist Southern Baptist that I was choir director in for 4 years. And I was here and, okay, when's somebody going to yell at me and tell me what I'm not doing and how guilty I should feel? And it never happened. And wow, it was a whole new experience.
you entered the guilt-free zone, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Well, Ron, the reason I asked you to come up today and just take a few minutes to share your testimony with us is that over the years, you and Lynn have been such consistent and generous supporters of Unity of Tustin in your tithes and in your offerings. Can you share a little bit about why that has been important to you?
Well, first of all, I'll say I am very much of Scottish heritage. And that maybe I don't like to feel obligated to give. And eventually, as things evolved, I gave out of, number one, gratitude. But beyond that, I considered giving here. I mean, look around us. Look what we have. Look at our staff, our grounds, everything that we have. I considered I need to make an investment in this place. And it's a gift, but as soon as I started giving more freely, I felt a greater sense of belonging here and realizing I'm not giving out of obligation, but I want us and this to continue. And it seems like it is not out of a sense of that I have to.
Ron, thank you. And our blessings to you and Lynn, who is not with us today.
She'll be in at 11.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Well, good morning again, everybody. As you know, this is the month of November, yes. Wow. And you are here now. This is the month where we practice gratitude and thanksgiving. And one of the small ways we do that is by inviting testimonials from people in our community who have who've made a contribution to who we are and who have indicated that they are blessed by being a part of Unity of Tustin. So won't you join me in a warm welcome for our testimonial today from Aida Gomez.
Nervous, not as nervous, but a little nervous.
They aren't half as look as they bad as they look. So I've been up here a few times and I've survived. So
Smile.
It should be okay. Aida, from my heart to yours, thank you for volunteering to share your blessing testimonial with us today. Give us some background. How long have you been a member of Unity of Tustin? Well, how long have you been coming to Unity of Tustin?
Coming to Unity, it's been about 3 years.
3 years.
And a member just since September.
Now, that's interesting. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, share with us why it took you 3 years to become a member.
I don't know. It was just coming and just, you know, feeling the vibration, the love, and getting to know everyone here, and then finally feeling the embrace of all of you here that just welcomed me into this community. And I just, you know, you were a part of it as well, coming back
and
finding a senior minister here, and so I elected to, and I chose to be baptized. And well, I am your first. I was the first one you baptized here.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, congratulations to both of us,
yes.
I would say, yeah. You know, I have to say that one of the very first team activities that I took part in when I was still coming out once a month was to join the sacred service or the sacred grounds team on a Saturday morning. And Aida blessed us with presenting each person at the end of that morning with a fridge magnet affirmation. And I was just so blessed and touched by this. Oh. And, you know, for me it has been, in the short time that I've been here, an indication of your spirit of giving. Tell us why you are so generous in your volunteering at Unity of Tustin.
I just, you know, for one thing, this collaboration, this magnet here, was just a show of gratitude to those who give us 3 or 4 hours of their time to come and beautify these gardens again. Dusting, cleaning, washing, everything. So this was just our way as ministry to thank you all for coming out. Unity, and this has been a long road for me. It's been an 8-year road. One day I just prayed one morning for the joy to be returned to my life because it was without joy for a couple of years. And this whole last 5 years preceding Unity, it was just being sent messengers to show me the joy that is out there. And I found Unity. And I come every Sunday because of your teachings and your messages. The teachings and messages of how important prayer and meditation is, and how I can find joy in that with the peace and the quiet. And then it's the workshop, the messages with the workshops, the self-discovery, the introspection. Even though it's hard work, but at the end of that, there's liberation and freedom with the elimination of some of these obstacles. Then there's service. I love service here. It's just, you are all wonderful to work with. You know, we service through ushering, greeting you every, you know, once a month, hugging you, embracing you, welcoming you, that is just joyful to me. Then there's the Sunday supper that I volunteer with Susan Gilmer as the lead. That is also a wonderful way to serve with the community and to help others. And then the ministry, you know, the garden, the sacred grounds ministry, coming and working with people that I've never spoken with before and spending time, those 2 or 3 hours, as we're digging and cleaning and learning a little bit more about them. Last week, Reverend Clive spoke of relationships, and that's part of what service does. You build those relationships, and you just learn about each other and where we all come from. So that is why I keep coming back and why I was baptized.
Well, I have to say it's one of the reasons why I keep coming back too. You forgot to mention that you also volunteer for hospitality.
Oh, hospitality.
Yes.
Well, I don't volunteer. Well, I eat and drink.
Yeah.
But hospitality is really important. Hospitality is really important to me because I was sharing with Reverend Clive, it brings back a wonderful childhood memory of mine. After church, as a family, we would go to our favorite restaurant. And there was a Mexican restaurant in Norwalk, and we would spend time there, not with people from church, but just from the community. And it was loud, and there was a lot of food and a lot of music, and it was a time for the family to get together and talk about, you know, the day, the week, what's ahead. So hospitality is real important to me, and every time I go there, it brings me back to my family, and that I can share my thoughts and my words and with all of you.
Aida, from our heart to yours, you're a blessing to us, and I hope in some small way we are a blessing to you too. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony with us today.
You're welcome.